Alrighty, and we're back. Hello, everyone. Well, it's Thursday, and you know what happens on Thursday. Our old mate, Martin Pepperell, is on the line. Good morning, Martin.
Oh, mate. Hello, hello.
How are you going? You well?
I'm doing okay. Just having a cup of coffee in the local community hall /cafe near where I live.
Oh, that sounds blissful.
Look, sprawled on a couch, you know, no one's here. It's great. It's lovely.
How do you have your coffee?
I'm having a black coffee today, long black. And hey, full disclosure, listeners, actually, it's kind of funny because I was sitting here having my coffee and then I saw this phone number ringing at 9:12 and I was like, oh, that's right. I meant to be on the radio with Liam 12 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're a little late today. Look, full disclosure, the listeners already know, but you probably don't. I have been a bit hungover this morning, so.
Look, everyone listen, you know, how many months has he been here for now and he's already a rock star.
Yeah, you know me, the party animal lifestyle.
Oh, the party broadcaster. Oh, look, it's a long tradition, you know.
Look,
hey, so today we're talking about the second album from Patricia Grace, who's a field recordist and a musician and composer from Portland, Oregon. It's called a See-Through, and it's coming out through this label called a Baumat. So the way I was introduced to Patricia's music is about, I'm going to say maybe 2 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. I feel like it was in 2020. Philip Sherburn, who's quite like a long-standing American music critic who lives in Spain, started posting on Twitter about this set of field recordings that his friend Patricia from Portland had made around these various landscape areas in the Oregon region. In particular, there was this mountain which was previously a volcano, and you're not supposed to go there, but she'd gotten permission to go up and do these field recordings there. So she'd been putting up these collections of recordings of different parts of the mountain at different times of day and night, you know, like the noises of the animals, the wind, or like plants, whatever. So this, I think, would have been 2020, and this was during the arrival of a thing called Bandcamp Fridays, which is this initiative that Bandcamp does, started doing during the pandemic, where once a month on a Friday, they basically waive their sales percentage. So if you have some music and you put it up and you get people to buy it, you get 100% of the money. Now, like, this whole concept and thing, in my opinion, wasn't particularly well taken up by musicians in New Zealand or Australia. But in America, there were a few pockets of musicians and producers and DJs who basically managed to fall into a routine for a year to a year and a half of releasing an EP or folder of music once a month on there and clocking up enough sales to pay their rent and utility bills for the month. So it was this sort of incredible thing where it really like helped like a whole generation of people get through some of the worst periods of time in the COVID lockdowns in the US and the UK. So she was in this, you know, but with these field recording things. And it turned out that actually wasn't a new musician or wasn't a new artist. Like Patricia had actually been in this new wave electro synth pop sort of group in the early 2010s called Soft Metals, who produced a couple of albums, released a couple of albums through Captured Tracks, which is like pretty well known like indie music label that like sometimes does reissues. I mean, probably for a loose reference, easily best described as a label that broke Mac DeMarco. So she'd had this background and all of that, and over the past few years had been in the process of reinventing herself through a mixture of field recordings and ambient music, a lot of stuff involving like synthesizers, and anyway, all of this comes together with the new record, See Through, which was originally drafted as preparation for a live broadcast on an online radio station in August 2021, using a whole bunch of gear like an Octorec, Roland Synth Plus, Mako Noise Coast, Novation Summit. And anyway, after she did the live broadcast, the music just sort of hung around, and she got the feeling that would be a good idea to turn it into a record. So we've got a track from it today, which ironically is actually quite a red herring. The Coast Highway. Now, it's the only track on the album that's got drums on it.
Oh, really?
So this is the one. Yeah, this is the one track on the album where, with her synthesizer ambient music sort of shape, she decided to, take some like drum patterns, like percussive motifs from club music. Because I think the way she's been putting it is, for her, ambient music is about distance and reflection. And club music is more about togetherness and connection.
Yeah.
So what happens if we take these like two sets of feelings and put them together into one song? It's a sort of thing. I think I've talked about it before. In the 90s, people called the sort of stuff ambient house.
Yeah.
Where it was basically chill out music, but they always had like a bit of a groove. So it's an interesting juxtaposition. And I think it like is a thing that, like, for whatever reason, sounds particularly nice right now. We're in this weird space where I'd say for a lot of people, they haven't completely relaxed themselves. So a lot of people are quite cautious about doing things socially, but at the same time, a lot of people are very eager to go out and have some fun and see people they know and connect again. So I think for me, this sort of music really sums up the mood right now as people try and figure out how to navigate the next stage of the pandemic.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually a really good like context to put it in, type thing. I like, when I was listening to this, I was like, I could end a night on this song, you know, quite happily. Like, it's a great way to end.
Oh, look, this is 100% like the song that like is playing when you're walking to the car. After you leave the venue, you know. But at the same time, I do think it's a thing that just really struck me, because I do notice, I mean, I was up in Auckland for a week, and I mean, it's such a wide range of feelings towards how things move forward next. You know, people really sort of, on one hand, want to get back to doing things, going out, going to shows, seeing friends, restaurants, whatever. But at the same time, there still is this, like, hesitancy for a lot of people, and for good reason. I mean, even personally, I mean, the way I got COVID was I went to a friend's going away party at a natural wine bar, you know?
Well, that's the thing. I think, like, going out, like, there's a reasonably realistic chance that you'll get COVID. Like, it's not kind of a rarity at the moment. Like, it's quite likely you'll get it, type of thing.
Yeah, it's like a tangible risk, you know, but at the same time, there's all the sort of messaging suggests that everything's back to normal. And, you know, the shows are getting booked and festivals are being promoted and all these things are going on. And I think, you know, some people probably don't think about it too much. Other people find it quite difficult to navigate. But I was just, when I was listening to this music, I thought, this is a piece of music that, like, pays a pretty good homage to this sort of mood that's going around right now. So I thought, let's put it on the radio. Let's talk about the album. Let's just, you know, we'll just feel how we feel.
Yeah. And, well, thank you so much, Martin. I'm really excited to play this one. And I think great morning tune as well.
Yeah, awesome morning music, eh?
Yeah, so good.
Awesome. Total. Like, it could be even better if it was just sort of sunrise, you know? Like, if we were doing the segment at 6 a.m.,
yeah, well, hey, look, we can start if you want.
Oh, I don't know about that. You start at 7, don't you?
Yeah, 7:30, so. But 7:30, just
you know, that's quite leisurely, Liam, I've got to say. You know, you've got quite a leisurely start time.
No, I know. For a breakfast show, it's actually quite late, but I still managed to complain about it, so.
I hear you.
But, hey, right. I'm willing to start earlier just for you. On a Thursday, we'll start extra early.
We'll see about that. Right. Okay, well, look, you have a good weekend, Liam.
You too, Martin. Thank you so much for this choice. And to our listeners out there, here is Pacific Coast Highway by Patricia Wolf. Enjoy.